Hello, and welcome back to the Getting Animated podcast. I'm your host, Destiny Senpai. If you're new here, welcome. Come on in, get cozy. I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you so much for taking time out to listen to me. And if you are not new here, what's good, homie? I missed you. I hope you're doing good. I hope you drank water this week, and I hope you are feeling good. I hope everything is working out for you the way that you want it to. And if it's not, it's okay. Time, what does it say? What's the saying? Like, with time comes time, or something like that. Like, time needs time to heal, or something along those lines. But I hope you're doing good, and I'm rooting for you if you feel like nobody else is. I really want to thank everybody for just being so sweet on my return. I was really nervous making comeback. I was like, everyone's forgotten about me. And I was just like, I hope people like the episode, and just the reaction and everyone just being so kind to my return. Just thank you so much. My birthday just passed. Whoop whoop. I had a lovely birthday. It was July 13th. Shout out to all the Cancers. First, can I just say, like, when I was younger, I hated that my sign was Cancer. Not because it didn't, like, match me or my personality. It's just, like, telling people, oh, I'm a Cancer was, like, a lot. You know? Like, they're just, like, they kind of are, like, oh, you mean your zodiac sign? And I'm, like, yeah. But I love being a Cancer, to be honest with you. Like, my sign is very, very much me. I'm not, like, too deep into the astrology game, but I'm just, like, I'm a Cancer through and through. My lovely husband planned a surprise karaoke party, and it was so fun. This was my second time doing karaoke, where, you know, you get the room and you order food and drinks and stuff. It was so fun, and I went with, like, hardcore anime fans, which made me feel like, if you've ever done karaoke with hardcore anime fans, let me tell you, it is an experience. Like, it's one thing to sing anime OPs, but to sing them in Japanese, like, flawlessly, it's just like, bravo, bravo. Oh, it was so fun. And then it was crazy. So we had this giant cake, and we were going to another place, so we couldn't bring the giant cake with us. And I didn't really want to, like, leave it in my car. So I basically asked the karaoke folks, like, the people who worked there, if they wouldn't mind, you know, having this birthday cake. And it was crazy to find out that one of the guys that was working there, it was also his birthday. Like, that's so bananas. Like, what are the odds? So they happily took the cake, and it just made me feel really good to spread some birthday cheer to somebody else, unknowingly, but, like, now knowing, it just makes me feel even better. But yeah, super cool birthday. Anime Expo was crazy. The activations there, or, like, the giant booths that they have, are so cool. Like, I was just blown away, and I feel like every year I'm blown away. This is my third or fourth Anime Expo. And then last but not least, I wanted to tell you guys about my time at DreamCon, because, boy, was it a time. DreamCon always feels like a family reunion of some kind. I was even tearing up at one point because I went to the Spider-Verse meetup with my friend. She was cosplaying, and I literally was almost in tears because I saw little kids there. And it's just like seeing, like, little kids, like, you know, this is just going to be such an impactful moment for them. Like, seeing other Black kids, other Black people dressing up, having fun, dancing to music. Like, it's such an iconic experience that I couldn't even imagine dreaming of as a kid, let alone, like, I ran two panels. Which was really nerve-wracking, but I'm so happy that both of them went off without a hitch. If you saw me out there, hi. Thank you so much for saying hi to me. Thank you to everybody who said they knew me from getting animated. Like, shout out to y'all. Like, every time I go out to cons and stuff and someone's like, oh, I've been like, listen, I feel my heart like wants to explode. I feel so grateful and just so happy. And it was truly an experience. I will say DreamCon was definitely a little bit disorganized. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. But I wasn't really doing all of the events, so I feel like I wasn't impacted that much. Like, I didn't really go to like Family Feud or any of that stuff. I was really mostly working the con, so I didn't get a chance to do all the things that I know a lot of people were interested in doing. DreamCon was a vibe, and if you do have an opportunity to go, you should go. Just experience it one time. So I know, like, typically with the show I do a anime news segment and we get straight into topic time, but because this is like a new show, new segment, new everything, I kind of wanted to approach things a little bit differently. So I haven't created a name for this section yet, so we're just gonna call it Black Anime Excellence. It's a name and work in progress, but every time I come on the show, I want to showcase someone Black doing something amazing with anime. And it could be anything from like an article or a viral video, anything like that. I really want to start showcasing just incredible fans and incredible Black people who just take anime and put a little twist on it. You know, I think it's just something really special and we should definitely showcase it. So this week, for the first ever Black Anime Excellence, it comes from Covey Coles. I hope I'm saying that right. Their TikTok is Covey Coles. They are an artist, and this video has been going around. It's been sent to me multiple times. If you don't know me, I love Howl's Moving Castle. The theme slaps every time, and Covey basically funked up Howl's Moving Castle and made it like Howl's Grooving Castle. So I'm actually going to play part of it for you guys, and then you can watch the whole thing on their TikTok. Make sure you like, you comment, show them lots of love, because it's a bop. So I'm gonna go ahead and play it right now.
If y'all fuck with anime, yeah. Theme from Howl's Moving Castle, yeah. My version is called Howl's Grooving Castle. And so I funk it up like this.
So there was it. That was the TikTok. I am obsessed. They actually have the full version for you to download on their TikTok. I think it's from their actual account. Let me see something. So once again, that was Covey Coles. Just incredible, incredible remix. Keep doing what you're doing. And I can't wait to hear some more amazing stuff that you put out. So with that being said, let's jump into some anime news. So as a reminder, most of my news articles are found from either Anime News Network or the Crunchyroll news site. You can always look these things up if you want more information on any of these. So let's just jump right into it. So the first article, the official website of Ghibli Park announced on Thursday that the park will open its Mononoke Forest area on November 1st and the Valley of Witches area on March 16th, 2024. The Ghibli Park opened on November 1st, 2022, 2 years after its original opening, which was supposed to be in 2020. But of course, we all know what happened. the park started selling tickets internationally online January 10th. The Studio Ghibli also maintains the Ghibli Museum, located in Mitaka in West Tokyo. The Ghibli Museum has interactive exhibits and replicas of iconic Ghibli creations, and it offers a rotating screen of different Ghibli animated shorts. So the park is different than the museum. I think a Princess Mononoke forest, that must be so beautiful. I feel like when you probably walk through it, it's just extremely magical. Could you imagine if it had like live animals that you can see? I'm just really curious to know what that all entails, and I think it would be really exciting to watch it all come to life. In other news, Adult Swim announced on Thursday as well that it is producing a new original anime titled Lazarus for Toonami with Shinichiro Watanabe. You already know him. He's the GOAT. He did Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo, and Space Dandy, just to name a few, and animation studio MAPPA. So honestly, if you're an anime fan, you already know who MAPPA is. You already know the legacy that they have. They've done Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen, Attack on Titan, the final season. Like, MAPPA, it's usually pretty goated. Senior Vice President and Head of the Anime Action Series at Adult Swim confirmed on Twitter that Watanabe will be directing every episode. So basically, the story of this new anime is going to be the year of 2052. An era of unprecedented peace and prosperity prevails across the globe. The reason for this: mankind has been freed from sickness and pain. Nobel Prize winning neuroscientist Dr. Skinner has developed a miracle cure-all drug with no apparent drawbacks called Hapuna. Hapuna soon becomes essential. However, soon after Hapuna is officially introduced, Dr. Skinner vanishes. 3 years later, the world has moved on, but Dr. Skinner has returned, this time as a harbinger of doom. Skinner announces that Hapuna has a short half-life. Everyone who has been taking it will die approximately 3 years later. Death is coming for this sinful world, and it's coming soon. As a response to the threat, a special task force of 5 agents is gathered from across the world to save humanity from Skinner's plan. The group is called Lazarus. Can they find Skinner and develop a vaccine before time runs out? That's so exciting. The show sounds really, really cool. I honestly, anything that Watanabe Sensei ends up producing or directing, I will be tuned in. And for my last story, we're going to talk about One Piece. So during the One Piece Day 2023 live stream, it revealed a new trailer for Hollywood's live action series of One Piece. Oda also provided a long statement which about the live action series at the event, which Mayumi Tanaka, the voice of Luffy, the Japanese voice of Luffy, read out in Japanese. The English statement says, "So the live action One Piece, the teaser and trailer are out now, and the launch date for the show itself is set for August 31st. I'll say this, there's no compromises on this show, and the festivities have already begun. It's already fun seeing the flurry of reactions after each release of information, and the very fact that adapting One Piece into a live action was conceived 7 years ago is wild. How will this world be brought to life? There's so much that went into it, all the efforts by the actors, the building of the world, and the costumes, representing things in a way that could only be done in live action. The dialogue and the entire process of so many people putting their heads together was a festivity in and of itself. After the launch, I'm sure I'll hear about some people pointing out how this character is missing, or this scene was omitted, or this bit is different from the manga. But I'm sure they'll come from a place of love, so I intend to enjoy even those comments. LOL. The story will span 8 episodes and it takes us up through you know where. I think the fact that Netflix got Oda's blessing is kind of crazy. I also think it's cool that Oda had acknowledged that there's going to be people who don't like the show. And he's the fact that he says he's looking forward to even those comments because he knows that it's coming from fans who love the show. Like, that's so sweet. Granted, I know there will be a lot of people who will take it too far and will purposely crap on the show because it is not anime. And One Piece has a diehard fandom. So I am interested to see how everything comes out. I'm interested to see how the story is going to be. Now, I am not a One Piece fan. It's not that I don't like it. It's just I've watched a couple episodes, but I know. I get told every single day I need to watch One Piece. And also based off of the trailer, I think the show is going to look cool. I don't think it'll ever capture the magic that is One Piece the anime. And that's okay because this is not that. It's not the anime. It's a completely different project. I'm excited for the reactions. Please, if you are excited about it, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. If you're not excited, I'd also love to hear why you're not excited. And I think that's it for anime news this week. Let me know. I'm going to try to keep them about like 3 stories each week. I hope the new format is cool with y'all. And then let's jump into topic time, shall we? Okay, so this week on topic time, I want to talk about summer season. We are halfway through the season or getting close to the end of the season. And I have been watching a lot of anime. And if you're like, what is everybody watching, right? I'm here to tell you what I'm watching. Usually I would have gone through my anime list and break down like all the shows that were coming out. But since we're like so deep into the season, I kind of felt like I'm just going to tell you what I've been watching. Now, to start off with the most 2 popular ones, like I previously said in the first half of the show, I am not into One Piece. I did watch Gear 5. Like, I watched the clip that everybody was, like, really, like, enthralled about. It looked super cool. But this is such a big episode for One Piece fans that I'm just, like, happy to be around to witness everybody else's, like, excitement. So that's the first one. And then the second one, I am not watching Jujutsu Kaisen. But it's not because I don't want to watch Jujutsu Kaisen. I just want to binge it. I have been looking forward to this particular season for so long that I just want to binge all of it. I just want to watch every single episode back to back to back. Don't, you can judge me if you want, but please don't, because I'm going to be part of the gang. I'm just going to be a little late, you know? I'm going to show up to the party. I'm just be a little late, you know, but I still stand. So the first thing I want to talk about is Zom 100. Now, Zom 100, I thoroughly enjoy. I think it does a really good job setting the reality of like corporate America. Overwhelming anxiety where you hate going to a job, but you still have to go back. I feel like we've all experienced this once. I mean, I worked in retail, so I know 100%. I worked in the medical field before. Just doing like billing and insurance was like the worst thing for me. And I just remember having to get up, get ready, look at myself, put on those scrubs. I hated the scrubs. And I'm not saying scrubs aren't cute, but the scrubs that I had, I did not like. And I just know that feeling of overwhelming dread going into the workplace. And they really capture that and really make you feel like you don't want to go to work. Or you know that feeling all too well. I feel like it's something extremely different as well when it comes to like a zombie type of anime. It's overwhelmingly like the main character is overwhelmingly positive, which is something you don't really see in zombie shows. I love zombie shows. I love The Last of Us, like peak game, peak show. I did get into The Walking Dead at some point. Like, I do like zombies and the whole aspect of like, oh my god, like what am I gonna do now that the zombie apocalypse is here? I will say I feel like I would be out of here. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think that a zombie would take me out. I'm very clumsy. The zombie probably would have lured me in without even trying too hard. I'll tell you that much. So it was really kind of refreshing to see this protagonist who's just so happy that he got a day off that he's like, I'm 100%, like, I don't even care about the zombie apocalypse. I'm just happy that I'm off from work. When he was going through his list of things to do or things he wanted to do before he turns into a zombie, getting dreadlocks was one of them. And I would get upset for something like this. And I am a little peeved, but at this point, I'm just trying to make a joke out of it. I don't understand. Unless they do like a big moment where they go into the maybe like a small fragment of the history of dreadlocks or something, I feel like that would be really nice, but who knows? They really could handle it any type of way, right? So they're about 24 minutes long. So if you're looking for a short show to kind of get into, to ease your way into it, I think Zom 100 would be a good one for you. I don't think it's great for kids. I will leave that to the discretion of the parent, but I will say it isn't as gory as you would think it is. I really like the abstract colors that they use to kind of represent blood and splatter and things like that. It's not super like hard to look at because they use a lot of colors and make it feel very lively. It almost feels like a high school anime, but like set in the zombie. But there's no high school students. It's just that energy of just like new and exciting and fresh, and you're just kind of like, what's gonna happen next? So I highly recommend Zom 100 if you get a chance. So the next one is actually a high school romance. Ugh, shout out to me for that transition. Go Destiny. Top of my list, I absolutely loved Horimiya. I loved the first season, and this one isn't really a second season. So the first season really concluded what they needed to tell, basically. But this season is just like gaps of the story that was missing. So like really sweet moments between Hori and Uzumi. The first season was such a treat for me. It was just not only beautifully animated, but I really loved the modern take on like a high school story. It's not like, oh, we're gonna wait 12 episodes to hold hands. Like, we get into love confessions like pretty early on into the series. You can really establish just how quickly our main characters kind of fall in love, and it's just such a sweet story, and I highly recommend it if you're just somebody who's like, I miss those like shoujo romances. If you read the manga, this season is actually just like all the stories that couldn't fit into the first season. So this is not a second season, and I know a lot of people got confused. I mean, even myself, I got confused by it. I'm like, okay, so season two. I hope that there's like a time skip this season, like where you get to see them like towards the very last episode. I hope there's like some type of like they live happily ever after, a glimpse into the future or something. But if you're a manga reader, you will definitely enjoy this season, because it'll have all the stories. And then I think something that I really like too about Horimiya, it's like haiku in the sense of it has so many different ranges of characters, so many different relationships. Like there's such a big cast that you can really find your favorite one. And I really like that because I'm someone who's like, okay, not only do I love the main characters, but I want to love the supporting character. Or sometimes I love the supporting character a little bit more than the main character. I've learned that with anime too. Like, I feel like it's rare for the main character to be everyone's favorite. Like, there's always a supporting character that is just so much more fun or that you resonate with more. And it's just like, I love it so much. I love this person so much. I just want them to be successful. And then next thing you know, you have them as your wallpaper and your background, and that is your personality. So highly recommend Horimiya. It's also a really short show, so you don't have to, you know, feel like you have to really commit to like a super long series. Episodes are short, and yeah, I highly recommend that one. My Happy Marriage. This one's streaming on Netflix. It is about 30 to 24 to 30 minutes long. The music is amazing. It has magical aspects, which I really, really enjoyed. It's one of those stories that really transport you to a different time. The ambiance is so good. It's done perfectly. Every little bit of the show, from like the background sounds and just the whole experience when you're watching the show, is just really good. It's basically about a girl whose mom had passed away. Her dad ended up getting remarried, and the little, I guess they had a child together. And the little girl is like a prodigy, right? She has like magical powers. They dote on her, they love her, but his firstborn gets casted to the shadows, essentially, and treated like Cinderella, you would say, you know, except her dad is alive. And you just kind of watch her be bullied by her family, and then she ends up getting shipped away to a man to get married off to, but he ends up being beautiful and kind, and I love them. I think they're great. You already know they're gonna like really fall for each other, and just I'm so excited. I mean, I've already been watching consistently every week. So, and the fact that it's such a short series, I'm like, oh, I love it. No hour long intros, just like get me to the story. The next thing I'm watching, please don't judge me, is Reborn as a Vending Machine. This show is so goofy. Like it's literally called Reborn as a Vending Machine. And it is about a guy who is obsessed with vending machines, who dies and gets reincarnated into a vending machine. And he's reincarnated to a place, not like modern times. So he really is like a magical thing to them. Like they're like, how do we get like what is this soda? Like what is this? And like alcohol? Like he could transform into any vending machine. I don't want to ruin it too much if you want to watch it, but there is a moment where he actually transforms into like a oxygen vending machine, because I guess there's vending machines that provide oxygen. So like it really could go in any way as far as what he could sell in vending machines. And if you know like vending machine culture in Japan, it's even more like interesting, because they have so many different types of vending machines that sell like food, drinks, clothing, pretty much anything. So I highly recommend, if you're just like looking for a random slow-ish, just I don't know, a goofy anime. Sometimes I feel like it's okay to just watch goofy anime. I know a lot of my friends who are just like, I don't have time to waste watching stupid anime. And I'm like, no, I get it. But like, I love a good story that's just like easy to watch, easy in the eyes. Do you know what I mean? Especially when like I'm working or doing laundry or something, like something that's not going to take up so much of my time where I'm like, oh, I'm just so invested. You know what I mean? I don't know. I do that sometimes. Maybe it's just me. But if you're looking for something to just turn your brain off to, Reborn as a Vending Machine is a fun one. Next, oh, I have to talk to you guys about this one. Link Click. I hope people are like at home. I hope you guys are listening to this and going like punching the air, because Link Click, girlies, we're here. We're sat, okay? Link Click is a donghua, so it is a Chinese animation. I hope I'm saying that correctly, but I absolutely love Link Click. It is so addicting. It is about two boys, and basically it's like one of those like episodic Law and Order type, where each episode is a different case that they're on, and one can go back into like photographs, so essentially going back into time. They only have about like 12 hours in the photograph, and the other partner in this, he guides him through and tells him exactly how it's supposed to play out, because they are essentially going back into time and they cannot change time. That's like the biggest thing. Every time travel movie kind of says that, right? Like, you're not supposed to go back and change anything. But this is like a huge thing, particularly for this anime. Ugh! And it's so addicting. It keeps you at the edge of your seats. And season one ended crazy. And then so season two kind of coming back, and we're deep in the season now. But when I tell you the first two episodes of season two, I was flabbergasted. I was able to watch it at Anime Expo. The director had flown in from China. It was really exciting watching with other fans. And I also got to watch with the English voice actors because they happened to sit right in front of me. It was crazy. Highly recommend. I've had Zeno Robinson on the podcast. He's actually one of the main voices in Link Click. Love Zeno. Always rooting for Zeno on this show. So highly recommend. And the other voice actors are amazing as well. If you do like English dub, highly, highly recommend. So please, 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 please watch when you get a chance. And that's all the anime that I'm watching currently. Of course, there's like other things that usually slip through the cracks for me that I'm like either forgetting, but those are like my top shows this season that I've been watching consistently. What are you guys watching? I would love to hear like what the general consensus is watching. Because, you know, like when you're watching anime, sometimes it's like, what is everybody into? I am trying to catch up on Oshinoko as well. And I just rewatched Pet Shop of Horrors, which are like four episodes. It's just so funny to me. I don't know. I miss that show, and it's such an iconic show. And I love the animation. And sometimes I just need to go back into like 90s anime, you know? But yeah, I'd love to hear what everybody else is watching. Thank you guys so much for being patient with this episode. It was taking me so long to get it recorded because I was at DreamCon and it was just a lot getting back into it, but I'm doing good. It's not like a whole month, right? I'm probably a week behind, but I'm still staying consistent. Shout out to me. But yeah, thank you guys so much for giving me your attention, listening to my show. If you want to follow me on social media, you can follow me at Getting Animated on Instagram, X, aka Twitter. I'm also Getting Animated on Threads, and then Destiny_Senpai_ if you want like non-related anime content or non-anime related content, because that's what I post on there. So thank you guys so much, and I'll be talking to you very soon. Bye.